Picture 16. Jesus suffers. Jesus did many wonderful things and many people followed him. He helped many people and taught the ways of God. Jesus came to show God's love and to bring people back to God. However, the religious leaders were jealous of Jesus. Their hearts were hard and they did not believe that he was sent from God. They refused to admit that they had broken God's law and that they were sinners. Those leaders told lies about Jesus and they had him arrested. The soldiers whipped him. They placed a crown made from thorns on his head and they mocked him. Remember, Jesus was the Son of God. He had the power to destroy those people, but he did not resist them. He knew this was in God's plan. Picture 17. Jesus is crucified. The soldiers nailed Jesus to a wooden cross and he hung there until he died. In those days, it was the custom to kill lawbreakers in that cruel way. Two criminals were also crucified with Jesus. However, Jesus was not a criminal. He had done no wrong. He was taking the punishment which we deserve. We have all sinned and we should die for our own sins. Jesus became the sacrifice to pay for the sins of all people. If we confess that we are sinful, God will forgive us. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Picture 18. The Resurrection. The enemies of Jesus thought that they had destroyed him, but that was not so. After Jesus died on the cross, his friends put his death body in a cave. They closed the entrance of the cave with a big stone. 2 days passed, but on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. Some women went to the cave to perform the burial customs. They found the stone rolled away and the body of Jesus had gone. 2 angels appeared and told them that Jesus was alive. They said, "He is not here. He has risen." "Yes, Jesus had risen from the dead. He showed that he truly is God. Jesus is alive today, and he has overcome Satan and death forever." Picture 19. Thomas believes. After Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to his disciples. He talked with them and ate with them. One disciple called Thomas was not with them. "You would not believe that Jesus was alive again," he said, "unless I see his nails wounds and touch them, I will not believe." A week later, Jesus appeared again, and this time Thomas was there, just as you see in this picture. Thomas fell down on his knees before Jesus and said, "My Lord and my God." Thomas had no more doubts. Jesus said, "You believe because you see me. Blessed are those who do not see me and yet believe." Picture 20. The Ascension. After Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to many people. They saw him and they knew that he was alive. 40 days later, the time came for Jesus to go back to heaven. He had finished the work he came to do. Jesus said, "Go and make disciples in all nations. Teach them to obey everything I have commanded you." As the disciples watched, Jesus rose up from the earth. and disappeared from their sight in a cloud. Just then, two angels appeared. They told the disciples that Jesus would return one day in the same way that they had seen him go. Jesus is now in heaven. He is preparing a place for all those who follow him. Will you believe and follow the Lord Jesus? Will you be ready to meet him when he returns? Picture 21, the empty cross. Why did Jesus die on the cross? Jesus died to save sinners from the punishment of sin. Jesus never sinned. The cross reminds us that he died to take away the sin that separated us from God. Jesus is the holy, sinless Lamb of God. He was sacrificed for us. When we believe in Jesus and turn from our sin, God forgives us. Jesus makes us God's children. The following pictures will help you understand what it means to be a follower of the Lord Jesus. Picture 22, the two roads. Jesus thought about the way to eternal life. Everyone starts out on the wide road of sin because we all have a sinful nature, which we inherited from Adam. The narrow road leads to God and to everlasting life in heaven. Jesus said that we should turn into the narrow road. You can see in the picture a cross standing at the entrance to the narrow way. We enter that way when we repent of our sins and believe that Jesus died on the cross for us. Many people do not want to turn from their sins. The way to heaven is too narrow for them. They go on following the wide road to destruction in hell. Which way will you follow? Why not speak to God now? Say to him, Lord God, you are great and holy, but I confess to you that I have sinned. I believe that Jesus died on the cross to take the punishment for my sin. Please forgive me. Cleanse me from sin and make me one of your children. I want to follow the way Jesus and live with you in heaven when I die. Thank you, Jesus.